Psalm 121, the whole thing. Jameson Fawcett Brown says about the psalm, it's God, talks about God's guardian care of his people celebrated. And that's exactly true, because what does it say? As we look at the psalm, we see keys to walking with him. Our confidence is to be in God and him only. When do we get disappointed? When do we get down? It's when we put our confidence in something other than God and we're let down. We must see also that all our help comes from him. Mm-hmm. Amen. We must expect it. Wow! He that comes to God must believe that he is.
Yeah,
and that he's a rewarder of them that seek him. Mm-hmm. So, if we expect it, when we expect God to help us, that just makes him smile. Yeah. That makes his heart, like, they believe in me. Amen. God gets excited about when we actually believe in him. We are to comfort ourselves in the Lord. He's a wakeful, watchful keeper. He's never weary. He doesn't sleep. He doesn't even slumber. He takes care of us and sees that we're not hurt. He keeps us from evil, and he preserves our life always. As we give our hearts to him, as we make confession of our faith in him, he preserves our lives eternally. Amen. God is good to us. That's what this psalm is all about. We're reading this year from the New Living Bible, and we're going to stand and we're going to say the whole thing together. Let's say it with real meaning in our hearts. I look up to the mountains. Does my help come from there? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let you stumble. The one who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel never slumbers or sleeps. The Lord himself watches over you. The Lord stands beside you as your protective shade. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon at night. The Lord keeps you from all harm and watches over your life. The Lord keeps watch over you as you come and go, both now and forever. Hallelujah. Yes, he does.